7b2, Zayin Amid Beis. Fifteen lines from the end of the page. Tanur Rabbanan. Rabbanan learned. Mevarchim birchus chsanim bebeis chsanim. We make shavu brachas in the house of the groom. Meaning, only, this is the first opinion, you say shavu brachas, but let me throw an introduction. There's a lot of things we're going to see in the Gemara, it's not what we do. But there are different opinions of what we do, what we don't do. Okay?
Why things change like this?
We'll see. No.
The Rambam learned.
You know the seven brachas. You make it bebeis chsanim in the house of the chos. Meaning, when the chosin and kala get married, that's why it's funny. Why it says the mafarshim say it's funny that you make it the word there. It's really the bride, the groom, and the bride. Okay, when the chuppah happens, that's when you make sheva brachas. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af bebeis soar erusin mevarch reisa." You make sheva brachas even by erusin. Now remember, we learned many times in the time of the Gemara, they did kedushin. A year later, they got married. Okay, now the kedushin is called erusin. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, at the time of erusin, they made sheva brachas. Okay. We're going to see why. Okay, Amar Abaye said like this. This that Rabbi Yehuda, in other words, Abaye is going to explain that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are not even arguing. Each one speaking about their own particular place. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda Shonu, Rabbi Yehuda's statement is in the Judea, you know, Judea. Because the custom was that they had Yichud between the Chosin and Kala. Okay, meaning like this. Normally, a man and a woman are not allowed to live together until they have a chuppah. In Yehuda, that area of Yehuda, that's where Rabbi Yehuda lived, they allowed a chosin and kala to live together after kedushin. That's why he says they made sheva brachas, because by making sheva brachas at the time of kedushin, that was like the chuppah, and it allowed them to get married together.
I mean, they had relations. What was the reason? No?
Yeah, they would have relations. What was the purpose of this? Okay, this is not done today, as we know. But this was because there were two, Rashi explains, for the chos and the kala to get used to each other. Okay, they were embarrassed, whatever. So, and you don't want a chos and a kala being alone in the room without sheva brachas, so they would make sheva brachas, okay? Now, obviously, as Mepharshim explained, the girl obviously went to the mikveh also. And if she didn't go to the mikveh, she wouldn't be pure for the guy to live with her, right? She's a girl that was never married before. She never went to the mikveh. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, basically, it's interesting. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in the place where he lived, the Edison and Kedushin were done, I mean, the Nusin were done at the same time. Okay? Mm. Now, Yushalmi explains the reason for this. He says like this. When Yaakov's sons, okay, came to Maris and Machpelah, okay, and Esav wanted to be buried there, you know, the whole story, and with Don's son Chushim, he was deaf, and he chopped off his head. Okay. So, this is says in Pirkei the Rabbi Lazar. To avenge this, the Esav is the Romans. The Romans were angry that the Jews didn't let Esav be buried in Maris HaMachpelah, and said Yaakov is buried. So therefore they made a decree that any virgin who weds must first have relation with the local Roman officer. That was the rule. Ber Lagmunia. We learned that before in the Gemara. So therefore when they got married, so to speak, that now she's being forced to do it. Because now she's with the husband already. So that's why where Rabbi Yehuda lived, there was this custom that the girls had to first live with the guy. So to undo it, they did that thing. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds that therefore they made Sheva Brachas at the time of the Edison. So Abai is explaining, they're not even arguing. The Chachamim are saying, normally when the chasan and kala just do kedushin and they go their separate ways until they get married, so then you make sheva brachas under the chuppah, like we do today. Rabbi Yehuda had this thing that the chasan and kala would live together before because of the goyim and the whole, with that whole story. So because of that, they did sheva brachas before.
So this, like nowadays.
Like nowadays, yeah. No.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, I did it, kedushin.
No, nowadays we do kedushin and nisuin together.
So that's what they did.
No, they didn't have a chuppah. But it wasn't nisuin. The prayer was a different thing.
There was no nisuin at all?
No.
Just kedushin.
The other place that, did you say she would go live with the boy first?
The guy would rape her first, yeah.
Do they nisuin?
They had no choice. The guy did it.
Under Roman rules.
Yep.
By the way, they had this custom
not only
with Jews.
Okay. Tanya Idach, it says in another braisa. Mevarchim birchus chsanim bebeis chsanim. There is birchus chsanim, meaning sheva brachas, in by the chuppah, or birchus edison at the time of edison. Which what the Gemara is going to say, what do we, nowadays again, we do it all together. So the Gemara is saying, in the olden times, when they got married, they made Sheva Brachas. At the time of the Kedushin, they did Birchas Edison. What? Birchas Edison, my Mavarich. What is the Bracha for Birchas Edison? Rabban Baravada, Rabban Baravada, Tavayo, Mishmed, Rabbi Yehuda, Amri, both of them, they're brothers. Rabin and Rabba, the sons of Ravada, they said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kedshanu Mitzveisa V'tzivanu Al Arayis. Hashem commanded us against adulterous forbidden unions. V'asa lanu asarusis, He forbade even the girls of Kedushin, He forbade us to live together. V'hirta lanu asanesuis Haydei chuppah v'kedushin. And He permitted to us the married woman through chuppah v'kedushin. Okay? And here's a whole thing, because the Mefarshim explain, it should say, V'hita lono sanasuis lono.
Right.
It wasn't married to us. But in the original bracha doesn't say it. Okay? Aidei chuppah v'kedushin, and then Ravacha b'reid rov v'mesai mishmed rav yudah, baruch ato Hashem mekadish ama yisrael. That's where we said, ama yisrael, aidei chuppah v'kedushin. So it's actually a bracha, okay? Ravacha added the ending to the beginning of what Rav Yehuda said. Rav Yehuda said the bracha shekachon mesei tzvanu. Now, Rashi Taka has over here, Vasilonu Saruses, Behita Lonu, Rashi says anasuis lonu. Rashi has the word anasuis lonu that are married to us, because otherwise it would imply that God forbid us the kedushin women, but any married woman we could have. Can't have somebody else's married wife. So the whole thing is on the suis lonu, the one that's married to us. And that's the text also that we say. And also we say, Baruch atah Hashem mekadosh ama Yisrael, aidei chuppah v'kedushin. He sanctifies the bracha. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, you don't have the ending of the bracha. Right? Ravacha added that later. According to the first two opinions, the brachas are shekachan mitzvah tzivanu al arayis v'asulana saruseis v'hitulana sanasusei dechupa v'kadushin. Period. Okay? The Rav Acha comes along and says there's an ending to the bracha too. So the Gemara explains the argument. Why does one opinion say the bracha has a beginning and no ending, and the bracha, you know, whatever? So he says like this. Mandalei chasim, the one that says you don't conclude the first opinion, right? You don't finish off Baruch Ato Hashem. Mida dava birchus peiros or birchus mitzvah. Similar to fruit. When you make Asher Kedshanu Mitzvah on the Til Sulav, you don't finish off Baruch Ato Hashem. You just say Mitzvah Sulav. You make Baruch Pir 8. You don't say Baruch Ato Hashem Okem Chom Baruch Pir 8 Baruch Ato Hashem. So the first opinion says, just like those brachas don't have it, birchas mitzvahs don't have it, this also doesn't.
Yeah, why some brachas have it?
One second. Oman de chasam, and the one that holds you do finish it, it's similar to kiddush. Because what do you do by kiddush? You begin the bracha, baruch atah Hashem, akar 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 How do you conclude the bracha? Baruch atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Right? Bracha is the beginning in it. Let me spend a few minutes. 7b3.
Is it a long bracha?
In halacha, there's what's called, and these are very important for the upcoming Gemara about Sheva brachas. There's what's called a long bracha, and there's what's called a short bracha. It has nothing to do with the size of the bracha. A long bracha is a bracha that begins with Baruch and ends with Baruch. A short bracha either begins with Baruch and does not end with Baruch, or doesn't begin with Baruch, or begins with Baruch and doesn't end, or doesn't begin and ends. Either way. That's called a short bracha. Now, there's another din, that bracha hasmucha lechaverta, a bracha which is next to another bracha, the ending of bracha A is considered the beginning of bracha B. Where do you have this? In Shmoneh Esrei. You have it all over the place. But look at Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei begins, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Hashem Yaseinu. Okay? Then it finishes, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magen Avraham. It began with the bracha, Baruch, and it ends with Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem,
Magen.
It's called the long one. Ata Gibor doesn't start with Baruch. Right? That bracha ends Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Mason. So it ends with Baruch. The next bracha is Ata Kadosh Yishimcha Kadosh. Why don't you say again Baruch Atah Hashem? Because the ending of the first bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham, is not only the end of the first bracha, it's the beginning of the next bracha. Understand? And the whole Shmoneh Esrei is like that. The end bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Akel HaKadosh, that's the beginning also of Atah Chenin Ladam Das. You don't have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Akel HaKadosh, Atah Chenin Ladam Das.
And there's no relation.
It doesn't matter. You're saying Baruch Atah. Well,
the
so there's two concepts. First, I'll give you, you have that earlier in the morning. When you say brachas in the morning, right? So you say until Yadayim, then you have the bracha sheyatzar, bracha tosham reifachol basim afli lasis, then you have elokai neshama shenasatabi. And it ends, baruch ato Hashem, amachzin neshama sivgara mesim.
So is that long or short?
So again, ashiyatzar is called a long bracha. Ashiyatzar begins, baruch ato Hashem akel vachelem, baruch ato Hashem reifachol basim. Baruch sha'amar is a long bracha.
No, it's short. There is no bracha at the beginning.
Yes, there is.
It's connected to the
in middle.
Where? What do you mean in the middle?
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hu, 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 Baruch Melech Muhlo Batishvachis. So Baruch Sha'amar is a halachically called a long bracha.
Even though it doesn't.
Yishtabach is a short bracha. Because only Yishtabach ends in middle, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Kel Melech. No. Anyway.
But Rabbi Besson,
What's that? Yishtabach. In the middle of Yishtabach. Yishtabach Shem Klad Makein. It doesn't. Then it says at the end, Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Melech Gadol Mulo Bedesh Bachis. But that's it. It doesn't finish with Baruch. Mm-hmm. Right? Baruch Shamar begins with Baruch, ends with Baruch. Yishtabach doesn't. So Yishtabach is called a short bracha.
But there's no bracha at the beginning of Baruch Shama.
There is.
At the beginning?
The bracha is where it begins in the middle.
In the middle of Baruch Shama.
In the middle there is, not at the beginning.
But that's the beginning. Where's the bracha Baruch Shama begin?
Baruch Shama.
Let me ask you a question. If somebody says Baruch Shem Havayah Olam Baruch Hu, is he allowed to talk?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
He didn't say Baruch yet. Where is the bracha Baruch Shem beginning?
Later on.
That's the bracha.
So why does it?
That's a bunch of barachs. It's not a bracha.
So at the beginning you can't talk.
Yeah.
Or until the bracha you
right.
can't talk.
Because, I mean, you shouldn't talk at all.
Yeah.
In shul. Now, what happens after yishtabach? No, this is very important general knowledge in brachas that's relevant here. After yishtabach, the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Right? How does the bracha end? Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Ha'aretz.
It's a long bracha.
Because it has start and end with Baruch. But Ava Selam,
well, it's a short bracha.
Doesn't start with Baruch. It ends Baruch Atah Hashem Mechem Amisal B'Yava. Right? Now, it's not necessarily that this is called a short bracha. Because it's connected to the bracha right before it. So it really does have a beginning and end with Baruch.
How is it connected?
So there's different rules. One second. It doesn't matter. You have Baruch Atah, Baruch Atah. That's the same thing. A bracha begins with Baruch and ends with Baruch. It's called a long bracha.
The text that it was set out, right?
Yeah. The fact that a bracha begins, a bracha ends with Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzer Meres and begins Ava Selam is considered as if Ava Selam also began with a bracha. Okay, now. You have in Birchas HaMitzvahs, when I say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nihyeh B'Dvari, or I say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedshanu Mitzvah Tzvanu Laniach Tefillin, that is by definition a short bracha, because it doesn't end with Baruch, right? So the question is, does Birchas Edison end with Baruch Atah Hashem or not? One opinion says, the second opinion says, it does. You should end with Baruch, because it's like a bracha of Kiddush. Kiddushin, Kiddush, you know. By Kiddush, Kiddush begins with a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, after Yom HaShishi, right? It begins with a bracha and ends with a bracha. So he says, Kiddushin should be the same way. It should begin with a bracha and end with a bracha. The other opinion says, no, why does it need to end with a bracha? Just like bracha on mitzvahs, brachas on fruit, on food, does not begin and end with Baruch. It just begins with Baruch. So therefore, you don't need to end it. What's the halacha today? That we do end it.
It's a long bracha.
So it's a long bracha, Peter. See, he brings down at the bottom also another vart, what Rashi explains here. Okay. Rashi says that it's not a question of words. We'll see the Rashi inside. It's a question of how many topics are discussed in the bracha. If it's one topic, you don't need two barachs. One's enough. If it's two or more topics in the bracha, then you need to end it with a bracha. In other words, Rashi is just explaining why are there long brachas and why are there short brachas. Oh. So Rashi explains, if it's one concept in the bracha, it's not a question of how many words. If it's one concept in the bracha, then you have only beginning or only end. You don't need two brachas. If it's two topics, you need two.
So just Bor Peri HaGefen is a short bracha.
Correct.
Or Bor Nefasho.
Right. So the first opinion says, what's Birchas Edison? It's one topic. God sanctified us and allowed us to live with the married women. Right? Or he forbid us to live with the Edison. It's one topic. So the first opinion says you don't need it. The second opinion says, no, because even though it's a simple topic, okay, but it should go after the concept of Kiddush. Why? Kiddush is the sanctification of the Jews, and Edison is the sanctification of a Jew. So he holds it should be the same bracha. But again, the definition of a long bracha in halacha is a bracha that begins and ends with Baruch. If it doesn't begin with Baruch, or it doesn't end with Baruch, It's a short bracha. But if it's two brachas next to each other, that the ending can go for the beginning, then they're all called long brachas.
Like lachash.
Like lachash, yeah.
No, lachash is a long bracha because all the baruchs, they kind of...
Right. So every bracha technically begins and ends with baruch. Because it doesn't make sense, Chazal say, to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem. You're just finishing a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. So why do you have to say then Baruch Atah Hashem? So you keep it separate.
You find this in every long baracha, like in Baruch Shoma, they are like more than one topic.
That's the well. We can see it in Rashi. Let's see in Rashi now.
What's the Ibrahim?
The base chsanim. It's like 10 lines in the top of the Rashi's. The Gemara said you make sheva brachas base chsanim. Rashi said, "What does base chsanim mean? Shenichnasa luchupas nesuin. When you go into the chuppah, that's birchas nesuin." Rabbi Yehuda says, "Av birchas bebeis edison." Right? Even when you do kiddushin, mevarchen kol birchas chsanim. You make all sheva brachas, and we explain why. Amar Abayim, but Yehuda meaning this that Rabbi Yehuda said that you make sheva brachas by the edison by kiddushin is in Yehuda. Why? Because even by Edison, in Yehuda, the meaning was that they were together, that he should be acquainted with her. Therefore, before they do Yichud, what they're going to do after Edison, you have to do Birchus Chazanim. The Tanya Masechet is Kala, because it says in the Mishnah, a small mesechta called mesechta's kala, kala b'lei bracha, a kala without sheva brachas, asura lebaila kanida, is forbidden to the husband like a nida is. In other words, without sheva brachas, a girl is forbidden to live with her husband.
Why?
That's what the Gemara says over there, because she needs a bracha. Because we learn out from Bayez. What did he do? He made a bunch of brachas by Yevarach.
Sheva brachas done out of the chuppah.
Right.
Oh, because of
but the... because in Yehuda, they were living together already from the Edison, so therefore they needed to do Berachas Eidah, the Sheva Brachas.
They also do by the Nisuin, another Sheva
Brachot? It seems so, yeah. Or it could be they didn't have, that was the Nisuin, really.
Yeah. What's the purpose of Sheva Brachot? To give blessing?
Yeah, because, what was the purpose of a Chuppah?
What is it?
Huh?
What does it do?
It allows them to, Torah says, by blessing them together, we're going to, the Gemara goes through all the brachas, we'll see why. By doing the brachas, they permit, they're permitted to live together.
Well, it's just permitted, or it's giving me a zechut, or a bracha?
Yeah. No, they're permitting them to live together.
Oh, so that's the only reason.
Yeah. Okay, what's the bracha? We say, va'asalon os aruses, yeah? That they forbid the aruses, the kedushin girls. But Rashi said midrabanan, okay? Shagazra al yichud shopnuya. Biblically, a guy and a girl can have yichud, single girl, right? But Rabbanan said no. Va'af arusa lehitiru, even in arusa, the chachamim did not permit kedushin. I mean, to live together. At shetichanes luchupe uber bracha. You need chupe and shava brachas, like he said. Kala b'lei bracha sura l'bali kenida. So now the question is like this. L'cha'edo, if Edison is only midrabanan, why are we making a bracha on a rabbinic thing?
And it's not one of the seven rabbinic
mitzvot. Right. So Rashi says, Adrabanan nami mevarchinan, even by a rabbinic thing you make a bracha, but also lanu, like we find by Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is rabbinic, we make the bracha. Right? So, the difference is, the seven rabbinic mitzvahs are all positive. Rashi is saying over here, we make a bracha on a negative rabbinic. Because the Chachamim said you can't live with the scroll until the chuppah, until you have sheva brachas. So it's forbidden to live with her. So we're making a bracha that is forbidden to them.
I don't understand something about brachot. Brachot by definition don't mean the rabbana. We attach bracha to the doraita like tefillin.
No, the Rabbanan said you. That's exactly what Rashi is saying over here. Only with Rabbanan you can't live with the kedushin.
Because we learned at the beginning what
he
could do with
Dia,
which is
Bia or right. But the Chachamim said that you can't live with a girl without chuppah and brachas.
Let's talk simple. Tefillin. Why do Rabbanan say put a tefillin?
Let's lift tefillin. Minatayra.
Do we need
can a guy, a single guy, and a single girl just go elope?
Yeah.
Yeah. And who says they can't?
Rabbanan.
Why?
Pretty.
Okay. So the Gemara, Rashi is explaining the Gemara. Why is there Birchas Eidosin? Why do we say Va'asalanu Asarusis? It's rabbinic. Why? Because the Chachamim said you can't live with each other. Therefore, V'hetalanu esnu sheisenu anasu islanu aidei chupa v'kedushin. Therefore, we say, now, through chupa v'kedushin, we can live with them.
With the bracha.
With the bracha.
Because it's the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan.
Right. And Chachamim say, you can't do it.
So why do we say brachos on the writer?
The brachos that I said, Chachamim instituted to say on a biblical mitzvah. So there's two biblical mitzvahs, by the way. Birchas HaTayra and Birchas HaMazon.
Yes. That you have said, but when we say bracha, meaning the nusach, Baruch Ata Hashem Erken Melech Olam.
Everybody says all the texts of all brachas are rabbinic.
So the writer, how do you say bracha? I mean, how do you say?
Chacham said before the Chacham, the Taka didn't make brachas, only benching.
I see. So, what's the
in the midbar when they? Well, even though the Rishonim discussed. They made a bracha, Ameitzi Lachem and Hashemayim and the Mon. But they asked if there were no brachas, said, why are they making brachas? But let's say they made.
So what's the kasha here that why should we say bracha on the Rabbanan? Of course we can say bracha on the
Rashi
Rabbanan.
Rashi's not asking any questions. Rashi's explaining. What is the bracha of Edison? Asher kitchanu b'mitzveis v'itzvanu al arayis. Va'asher lanu es ha'arusi, the chachamim forbid to live with an arusa. And that's what we're making a bracha.
Oh.
If here to learn us in the Swiss, when we get married to a chuppah v'kedushin, then we can live with her. So one opinion says the bracha ends. I mean, the first opinion says you don't end the bracha. It just stays. Like similar to brachas of Peres Bei Piyaitz, or Birchas HaMitzvahs, Rashi says, ala shchita v'ala mila. Okay? You don't end with baruch. So Rashi says, why an interesting, Rashi gives an explanation now why there are short brachas and there are long brachas. It says, Kivin de kula chada haidahi, because this bracha is only one concept, ein hefzik bekoshe bintayim leiboich sima. You don't need an ending for one, because there's no separation between the beginning of the bracha and end. Like it says in Avi Pesachim, Berchas HaMitzvah's time of Mai, okay? What's the Berach HaMitzvah's? Mishad HaYidot to thank Hashem. Hainami Kula HaYidoi. Okay? So the first opinion says, when you make the Berchas HaYidosin, you don't say at the end, Mekadosh Shama Yisrael Dechuba V'Kedushin. Because it's like Berchas HaMitzvah's. The second opinion says, you do. What do we say? Mekadosh Shama Yisrael Dechuba V'Kedushin. Why? Kivan the Beloshin Kedushahu. Because it's a lashon mekadesh, asher kiddushanu, ki kiddush hayom chasminim, but we finished like the kedusha of Shabbos. Ki hasen neibachsinin, just like by Shabbos, we begin the brach of kiddush Friday night with baruch, and end with baruch. Why? Mishum sheyesh b'hefzik. Because what do we say? Ki yom tchila mekray kiddush. So Rashi holds, and Rashi is explaining again. The long bracha definition is a bracha that begins and ends with baruch. Short bracha is it doesn't begin and end with baruch, either beginning or end. So Rashi explains why are some brachas long and why are some brachas short. If there's one concept of the bracha, there's no need to make another baruch. So you only have one baruch. if there's two concepts in the bracha, because there's a separation between the first and so we make it, we finish it with a bracha. Okay, this is what Rashi says.
First, it said that we shouldn't do it like going.
Yeah, but the thing that where Rabbi Yehuda lived, because they lived together after the Edison, so that they made Sheva Brachos by the Edison. Today it's only totally irrelevant, because today we do Kedushin and Nisuin together.
But they did it then also. They did Kedushin.
Only in Yehuda.
Okay, fine.
Okay, but nobody else.
So nowadays we are doing it like Yehuda.
No, but Rashi, you will see in Tosis that even then they would have a chuppah later. What?
Why we don't do Nisuin today, only Nisuin, not Yerusin? That doesn't matter anyway. It's only a few minutes apart, Yerusin and Nisuin.
Barachal Avatala.
Edison forbids it for the world. No. If a boy lives with a girl.
Yeah.
Like today. Boy lives with a girl. Is she usher for the world?
No.
Why?
Well, I didn't live.
Oh, but they live together.
Still is not
Why isn't she usher? She's not usher for the world. Because Edison is what does that. Areyat Mukadeshusli.
Yeah.
The Kedushin makes, the Kedushin means removed, separated. Harei at mekudeshes li. That's why the girl isn't, you know, they have double ring ceremonies today and the equality. So the boy says harei at mekudeshes li and she says harei at mekadesh li. Yeah. Which is mevatel the whole Kedushin b'chlau. If she says that language. Kedushin means that the woman becomes his. A woman cannot have two husbands. A husband can have two wives. Right? Because she is not Mekudesh Loi. He is allowed to have many wives. She can only have one husband. So Edison is actually what forbids it for the world. Therefore, if they had Edison, and there was no Chuppah yet, yeah? She would still need a get.
Right.
Nisuin allows him to live with her. Behete. We'll see in Tais, it's also more about this.
But a boy and a girl, they are together, it's not Behete? It's Medorata, it's okay.
Well, she's leaders in Minatera. We'll see in Tosis.
But biblically, if they live together, it's considered married
now. No, not. There have to be, it has to be for marriage and need witnesses that some go alone into the room, you know. Because Kedushin needs witnesses. Okay, let's see the first wide line of the Tosis, the short Tosis. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer.
What's the Divya
Hamad? Rabbi Yehuda Eimer. Av bebeis Edison, even by the Edison, they do the bracha in Yehuda, because Mishmeresh Mishyachad Ima. Like we learned, because they do Yichud. And he quotes what Rashi says. And we say, Kala b'lei bracha surah l'bayla kanida. Right? So therefore, Ofi shepa amin boho le'aloloi l'shem chupa. And because sometimes in the Yehuda, they would live with a girl, even without chupa. They would make the Sheva Brachas at the beginning by the Kedushin. There should be a Kala with the Bracha. Okay, now Tesis says like this. The next Tesis. Mandaloi Chosim Midi, the one that doesn't finish Birchas Edison. Why not? Because it's similar to Brachas HaPedis. So Tesis says, what does it mean? She'ein Bo Arichas, there's no length to the Bracha of. You know, very pure. Yavit, Zayin Amid Beis. And Tais is the first wide line at the bottom. Okay? The third wide line. She'ein ba'arichas, mandalei chasim, because it doesn't, it's like the bracha fruit that doesn't have a length to it. V'ayinami ein aruch, it's also, this is not a long bracha. He says, ve'elei dam le kedusha, it's not similar to Kiddush. Why the aruch tvei? because it's a long bracha. Uman the chasim, the one that says you do finish birchas eidusin like we do today, he says me the ave kedusha. It's similar to kiddush. The chasim bay, why mishum dara? Because it is longer bracha. Vahainami chshiva bracha. This is also considered long. It's interesting. Taisa is not talking about one concept or two concepts. Taisa is a long bracha, a short bracha. Or mashe pirish bekuntres. Okay? That this that we finish balash in kedusha, like kiddush ein nira, does is not right. Okay? So Taisa just says, exact kosha, mandle, why birchas ha-teira that we do finish? It's interesting. When you get an aliyah, or in the morning, brachas, yeah? What do we say? Baruch atah Hashem alkenu malach elam, asher baruch abanu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lo nosteira, I'll say, baruch atah Hashem nesan ha-teira. It begins and ends with baruch.
Long bracha.
So Taisa says, according to Rashi, birchas ha-teira is even longer. So why do they say you don't finish? But again, Rashi doesn't explain what Taisus is saying. Rashi says, short bracha is no beginning or end, only one of the two, because it's only one concept. Kiddush, Rashi explains, is two concepts. So therefore it begins and ends. Okay? Birchas ha-teira is also two concepts. Asher bracha banu mikolam, mikolamim, number one. Secondly, v'nosam l'nos terasei. So it's two concepts. So therefore it begins with a baruch and ends with a baruch. Okay, that's this whole thing. Okay, let's go right in the Gemara. Okay, second, two lines in the end of the page.
7B3, 4.
Top is 7B, okay, the bottom, all the way to the bottom of Zayin Amid Beis. Ton Rabbanu and Rabbanu say. Lenten a braise, mevarchim birchus, sanim basara, kol shiva. All days of Sheva brachas, for 7 days you can make Sheva brachas. Okay, for 7 days after the wedding you can make Sheva brachas.
Each day, seven after.
No. Yeah, there's 7 brachas. You're allowed to make Sheva brachas. Mm-hmm. Right? You can make Sheva brachas all 7 days. But, Rav Yehuda, but only basara. Only if there's a minion. Okay? Now, the Amr of Yehuda, v'ushibol panim chadoshes, it's only if you have a new face. A new face comes, then you can make Sheva brachas.
Why is that?
More joy?
Because there's more joy. Now Rashi says, interesting, panim chadoshes, Rashi says, shaloha yisham esmail. That they weren't there yesterday. Okay? So let's say a guy gets married Sunday. Yeah? So according to this, you can make Sheva Brachas Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. All 7 days you can make Sheva Brachas. If you have a minion. Comes along with Yud, it says, but that's only if you have a new face. What is a new face? What does Panim Chadoshes mean? So Rashi says he wasn't there yesterday at the Sheva Brachas.
After a day, his face becomes new.
So he wasn't, this is what Rashi learned. He wasn't there for a day, so it's a new face, so you get excited. Because in order to remake Sheva Brachas every day, there has to be an excitement. So if you have a new face, it's excitement. Okay? Now, somebody shown him, Me'iri says he couldn't have been there at the wedding or any previous Sheva Brachas. No, I'm sorry. The media is explaining according to Rashi. According to Rashi, even if he was at the wedding.
But he wasn't yesterday.
In other words, Wednesday night, he was at the wedding Sunday and Monday. Sheva Brachas. But Tuesday he wasn't there, so Wednesday he can make Sheva Brachas. But most of the Shainim, Panim Chadoshes means, was never there. Mamish never there.
So they did this through God, Rashi?
They're not under the chuppah, that means they weren't at the wedding. They didn't eat any of the meals. Now, Taisus, we'll see, we'll learn this Taisus, very small, simple Taisus. Shabbos is a new face.
The day
itself? Day itself. Except for Shalosh Hodos. But Friday night and Shabbos day, Taisis says, let's see in the same Taisis. The bottom Taisis, Zayin Amid Beis. V'ushibol panim chadoshis. Yeah? Emeri, the Ri says, what is the definition of a new face? He said, panim chadoshis en keire ele b'bnei Adam, only a person who came, shemarbim b'shvilam asimcha yosef. You get it, you're happier that they're there. If it's a guy that you'd rather not be there, no, really. Then it's not part of Chadoshes. But then Taisa says like this, V'Shabbos, the Chashivin in Panim Chadoshes, Shabbos is considered itself a Panim Chadoshes. Just the day is considered a new face. Why? Because Amrin and Bagod, it says in Medrash, Miz Meshili Yema Shabbos, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Panim Chadoshes Bo Lukan. It says like this. The Medrash says Mizmer Shir Liyema Shabbos. So the Medrash says why is God making a shir for Shabbos, a song for Shabbos? He says Hashem says Panim Chadoshes Bo Lukan, a new face is here, meaning Shabbos. Name a shira. Let's go sing shira. So Taisa says, why is Shabbos Panim Chadoshes? So Taisa, Hasan Nami, Marbin Lukavid HaShabbos B'Simcha V'Su'uda. Okay? In other words, according to the Ramah, by the way, that if you make a Dvar Torah at the Shabbos meal, it's also Panim Chadoshes.
So Panim Chadosh is not necessarily a new human face. A new anything.
In Beverly Hills, if a new dog comes to the party, it's probably also Panim Chadosh.
But really?
What really?
No, anything new that creates happiness is called...
Yeah, but it's only by people coming. What do you mean?
People are going to be there. 10 people are going to be there and they were before
the wedding.
What do
you mean, a new steak? If it's a better food, it's not Panim Chadosh.
But that's what Tosfos says.
No. Taisa says somebody, a person, what? No, Taisa says it has to be a person. Shabbos itself, the Chazal called Panim Chadosh.
So Shabbos creates, if everybody was at the wedding. Now Shabbos comes, Shabbos itself creates.
It's a new face.
It's a new face.
Shabbos is a new guest.
Oh, it's a new guest. It's like.
Right. So if you have Shabbat Brachas, during the week, you need to have a Panim Chadoshes to be able to make the, not to throw it, you can eat whatever you want. To say Shavuot Brachos, you need to have a Panim Chadoshes. But Shabbos, you don't need Panim Chadoshes. But we'll see, I mean, it's getting late. But we'll see when we get more into Shavuot Brachos. Chazal say though, but that for Shavuot Brachos, Shalashudis, Sudash Shlishit, and Shabbos, that's a whole different story.
Shabbos is not new anymore.
One person or two people, Rabbi?
No, one person.
Panim is not
plural. Panim Chadosh is even an individual. It's a new face.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not Shabbos afternoon. Only twice. No, if you have a new face, then Shabbos Shalashudis you could also.
Possibly.
Right.
But not during the day.
During the week, you can have 30 Shavuot Brachos a day.
Oh, you could.
As long as you have a minion. And each one has a new face, you can do it.
But you still need 7 days.
Yeah, you still need. But there's another mistake, and we'll finish with this.
Not 7 days.
There's another big mistake people make, that they think that you must make Shavuot Brachos every day. It's not true. Chazal is saying over here, and we'll see more when we get into the dinim over here, that you're allowed to make Shavuot Brachos for 7 days. It's not that you have to. Mm. The only Shavuot Brachos you must have is the chuppah and the meal afterwards. The sud of the chasana.
You must have.
You must have. The rest of the week, the Gemara says, you want, you can make all 7 days. Providing there's a Panim Chadoshes, you know, you have 10 people.
By Chabad, Darber Mechmed, they sit after the party over the bench and they say Shavuot Brachos, right?
When?
After the meal.
That's halacha, it's not Chabad.
I mean,
like
by person, everybody goes, nobody says, I never seen it done.
By the way,
by the